afternoon, dear friend. Today is the 19th of June, the year 2011, and we are in the 4 days of the health retreat in Northampton, England. And this afternoon, we will continue to the session of how to listen to our body, examine our waste product and some signs and symptoms on our face around our body to see what's going on inside of our body. If we can do it on the daily basis in early in the morning, or at least we can do it every other day, we will have an opportunity to reflect and to correct it right away, so we don't end up with have a severe condition or chronic disease. As you see on the table, early in the morning when we wake up, we will learn later on some technique to warm up, to send a signal to certain organ in our body. But after we finish all that, the first thing we do is go to the toilet, have the first urination in the morning. So normally, perfectly during the 24 hours for the female, we should have only 4 urination a day. For male, only 3 times. That is perfectly if we are in healthy state, we eat properly and we drink properly. On average, we can say that easy to remember 4 for everyone, for all gender. But if we have more than that, that means if we urinate more than 4 times a day, we should examine the color, the volume, the content of that to see how can we adjust it so it will become properly. Normally, the first urine in the day, the color will be darker, like color of our tea, the black tea. And the smell will be stronger during the day. If we not aware of how much we urinate each time, we can have a cup or a bottle or whatever we can try to collect and measure a few days or a few times randomly. And by urinate mindfully and measuring, we will know how much we urinate in certain period of time, a few seconds, with the flow freely and appropriately or perfectly each time we urinate, about 250 minimum to 300 milliliter. So if the volume in that range, consider we have a healthy bladder and neural system, especially the parasympathetic, the one who responsible for the muscle in our bladder and urinary tract. So if we have more than 4 urination a day and the volume less than 250 milliliter, we need to adjust the volume so it can collect more. When we are so exciting, when we are so frequent fear or so stressed, especially for the young children or the elderly, usually we cannot hold the urine or the feces because our parasympathetic be stressed, be stimulated. So that's why when the volume of urine come out less than 250 milliliter each time, that means either our parasympathetic be stimulated or weak, or the bladder will it be stimulated or too sensitive.
Yeah.
Or especially for women, the uterus, it's too heavy, or the tendon or loose, so it stress on the bladder.
Does it put pressure on?
Or sometimes the bladder, okay, it be weak by itself.
Yeah.
So sometimes, most of the time, the modern medicine, the doctor will suggest the surgery to tie it back.
Yeah.
But that's not good. Okay, because the more we doing that, the more the body will respond and okay, it will lose and we have to remove it again and surgery and cut it again. The only way we can help that, we use acupressure combined to exercise and the diet. That is 3 aspects we always apply to prevent surgery or medication. First, we can use acupressure point at the end of our chin. You can breathe in that, especially for example, whoever forgot to go to the toilet before the lecture and we sit for an hour and a half or 2 hours. Are you on the freeway, you on a car on the freeway, or in the meeting room or wherever, we don't have an opportunity to go to the toilet. You can try. You press this point at the end of our chin.
Yeah.
Only a few seconds, 30 seconds or a minute maximum, it can help you to hold an hour to 2 hours. Or maybe we have the night urination too often.
We can
press this one. And the other point, the top, the tip of our eyebrow. Our eyebrow. So that is the first technique, the first solution. The second solution, we will cut down the fluid intake, especially if we have night urination. We try to cut down after 7 p.m. Just drink one sip at a time when we feel thirsty. And we try to minimum eating salad, fresh fruit, fresh vegetable, or too much liquid soup.
part of the eyebrow was it?
The tip of eyebrow.
Right, okay.
And then we can minimize watching the television or reading the book. Too exciting, too stimulate, or in coffee. Okay. Because coffee, that is half diuretic. It has a diuretic activity, and it's the stimulant too. So coffee, tea, alcohol, all that one, it we minimize that one. So we have a three different solution. Change the diet. Press the point at the end of our chin and the tip of our eyebrow, and also the exercise to help for the bladder wall and the uterus tendon. We lay down on our trunk, on our back, and you do the exercise like the bicycle on the air. Breath out high as much as possible to the belly, and we do bicycle on the air. When we lay down on our back and we do the bicycling on the air, that not only to help the belly, the lower abdominal muscle, but it automatically strings and it pulls up the uterus and the bladder. And also, we try to massage our chin and our eyebrow. From the tip, we massage out to our side, to the temple, and our chin. So after a few days, we can minimize the number of urination from maybe too many times. Maybe you have 5 or 6 times a day, maybe more than that, because I saw you guys drink too much.
Thank goodness.
That's the one thing. So around 4 to 5 times maximum. Okay. Beside that, we can base on the color. So first, we judge based on the volume. Secondly, we base on the color. Normally, the first one in the morning, the color is kind of dark color like the black tea. And then after that, the color is supposed to be light yellow, like the normal tea. If we see the color coming out, it's like the tap water. That means we know we drink too much. And the volume is more than 250. The number is more than 4 or 5 times. We know that is too much. So now we learn to drink slowly and less, and then we will cut down the number of urination. Once in a while, especially during the fall, when we not really exercise, when we not drink a lot, and then we eat some for the fall, we start to eat some zinc product to prevent for the cold. And then if we overuse that and the body not get used to, even though we have 4 times of urination a day, but if the color still dark, we may drink more. Or sometimes the body have some reaction because we exposed to a toxin in the food or in the environment, and the liver try to get rid of that. Whenever we see the urine have a dark color, we may drink more. So we may have a 5 or 6 urination a day. Except when we know that we are taking vitamin, when we take some medication, when we eat a lot of colorful food like beef, like some dark color food, some vegetable, it have too much iron, something like that. Or especially when we eat red meat, it have some ingredient to preserve meat and it have a color. So when we know we eat all that product or we take medication, it have that dark color, so that is normal. Just after the few days when we stop taking all that, the urine will come back to the normal color. But if we not taking any of that product and the urine color all of a sudden it become dark, we should drink more to let it dilute it out and it eliminate all of the toxin in our body. But if we keep drinking more and the color still darker, and especially if we smell the bad fishy odor, it may have some infection or some damage up to the kidney, the nephron. Or if we have urinary tract infection, it may cause irritation, so we have to urinate more, and because the byproduct of the bacteria or the amoeba, the protozoa, it may cause bad odor. In that case, the color may change and we may need to drink more to flood it out. And sometimes we will see it have the cloudy, like the white color at the end of the flow. When we eat the product have too much calcium or magnesium or mineral, oxalate, etc. That's normal. Unless when we see the urine it cloudy, or sometimes it have some gelatin like the mucus, it's clumsy, coagulate at the bottom. That means our kidney have some problem. The protein and the amino acid, it be leak out in the nephron tube. So if we examine the volume, the color, and the size, any sign or symptom correlate, we will know right away. If we have, especially for women, have more tendency to have a urinary tract infection than men, you can use the vinegar, or you can use bicarbonate, what we call bicarbonate, about 1 to 2% wash or dust. The other one we had the lip, the top of the radish. That one during this season or the fourth season we had a lot. So we ask the farmer, we buy and we collect and we dry it. We save to yield during the year. Just need about 3 to 4 cluster, and you cook in about 1 to 1.5 liter water, and you have about a teaspoon of sea salt. We can drink that one internally, or we can have it in the basin and sit in that basin to relieve or to help the urinary tract infection. We can drink as much as water or cranberry juice, orange juice. It have antibiotic activity, and it help. It have a diuretic activity, so it will help to flush out the bacteria in the urinary tract. So that is the first waste product we have in the morning. The second one, that is the fish. We should have one bowel movement a day if we eat properly. If our digestive work properly, and if we exercise, we have the healthy central nervous system, especially the parasympathetic, we suppose to have only one bowel movement a day between 5 to 7 a.m. And we already learned why that is the time for the bowel movement, because that according to the circadian rhythm of the nature, it will help us so the movement of the feces through the lock intestine is much easier. So if we have more than once a day, that is the problem. Once in a while, okay, but more than 2 or 3 times per week, that's considered abnormal. So now we have to go deeper, do the research to see what's going on and what cause of that. If the size of output more than 1/8 total size of input, that's the abnormal. And then it depends. I put 1/10 to 1/8 because it depends on the diet. If we eat meal with 5 grain and good stuff, and our digestive system work properly, absorb properly, the output we were only about 1/10. But if we eat a lot of raw food, or if we not chew carefully, if our intestine not absorb properly, the output may be more than 1/8, 1/6, 1/7, etc. And then we can examine. Normally, we try to deny, or we don't want to look back to see the product of our manufacturer.
Oh, wonderful!
But now we have to learn, because this is the truth, it is the reality, and this is our product. A few minutes ago, we keep it inside, we manufacture that, and this is the goal in hidden in the ground, in our body. Now we expose it out. So we need to exam that. By exam this one, we will learn more reality and the truth. For example, we used to have illusion. We prepare our meal very delicious, very good smell, decorate, it looks very good, right? But if we pay attention, the more ingredient, the more spicy we use, the more delicious input, the more horrible smell output, right? So that is one insight.
It's true when you eat curry.
Yeah, that means the more spicy, the more ingredient, the more good smell when you input, the more horrible the odor coming out. So that is one insight we learn about the truth. So if we learn how to examine, how to observe that, we will modify our diet appropriately. Not only that, we later on we will learn to observe and to smell. Our body, the sweat or the odor, we will learn how to adjust the intake of our food so we don't have to use the deodorant or the shampoo or the other thing to help to clean our body. Especially, okay, we have a bad smell in our mouth. So back to this one, if we first thing very sensitive when we smell the bad odor, we know the intake no good, so we need to adjust that. Secondly, we learn to observe the total volume. So if the volume come out too much, more than 1/8, we have to examine more carefully about the texture to see which part of our digestive system had a problem. And if we have a more than one bowel movement a day, we should examine to see where the problem come from. If everything good, that means the texture really fine, the smell not really bad, and the shape in good shape, not in a losing, and the number more than one, that means we consume more than our body needs. Okay, so if we eat and then we go right away, if we eat and the volume coming out more than 1/8, that means okay, either the absorption not doing good or we eat more than our body needs. Secondly, now we observe carefully the texture. If every day it come out like it, that means we don't eat enough fiber, we don't drink enough water.
Which one was you don't eat?
The first one.
Yeah.
If every day it come out like the first time, that means we don't eat enough fiber, or we don't drink enough water. But usually when we have this product, that means we be constipated for about 2 to 3 days. The longer it stay in our bloodstream, the more water we suck out. So that means it become harder and smaller. And then when we know that, we can add more fiber, drink more water. But usually when we had this problem, we will constipate for 2 to 3 days. The solution for this, eat more fiber, drink more water, exercise more, But to rescue that, emergency rescue, drink either olive oil, sesame oil, about 2 tablespoons, as soon as you find out you had an issue with that, and drink the whole cup, about 200 to 300 milliliters of warm water, and exercise. You can rub your belly, but it will slower than you massage your chin. Use your index finger, you push from the right to the left and down the chin. Yeah, or sesame oil. As you see, our lock in statin, it goes from the right to the left, going down, and this is our chin. Just think about this is our face, this is our nose, and this is our upper lip, and this is our lower lip, and this is our chin area. So we use the right index finger. You press from the right to the left on the upper lip, then go down, press, massage the chin downward. That is when we have a constipation. But when we have a diarrhea, we have to do opposite, okay? Yeah. It's very sensitive, okay? And then secondly, toilet training. You should train your body like we train the children. If we don't have the bowel movement at the right time from 5 to 7, it will harder, especially when we go to the different place and our nervous system, okay, it's very sensitive. When we worry too much, when we be stressed too much, it will interfere all of that. When we change our diet, it happens too. So toilet training, drink olive oil or sesame oil with warm water and massage the lip, the upper lip and the chin. When we see we have the second time, that means it kind of need more water. And if we look at the texture, if the texture is fine, that means if we see the type 2, type 3 and type 4, right? Type 3 and type 4 is the best one. If the texture coming out, it's too big, that means we still see the fiber of the vegetable, we still see the sesame or the carrot or whatever we eat, it's still not really fine. That means our upper digestive system problem. We not chew carefully, our stomach not squeeze properly, the liver and the gallbladder not secrete enough enzyme for digestion. But if you see the texture really fine, line number 3 and number 4, but the volume come out still a lot, more than 1/8, it's about 1/6 or 1/5, etc. That means the upper digestive system work well, but the lower, the absorption, not doing it, right? Because it's not absorbed, so that means after they clean it, after they mix that with all the enzyme fluid, and everything all right. So that's why the texture is very fine. But come down here to the small intestine, it's not absorbed. It put out right away. So if we have the fine texture, the high volume, the high number, after we eat about half an hour to an hour, and they want to go to the bathroom right away, that means we had a problem with the absorption of the nerve. The parasympathetic be stimulated to be stretched. So we can adjust that. And if we have more than two a day and the volume coming out a lot, that means we eat more than our body needs. So we need to cut down the intake and chew more slowly. If we have a type 5, type 6, type 7, that is we have a diarrhea, dysentery, because bacteria and meat or other protozoa, or maybe the toxin too strong. When we eat some kind of mushroom or some vegetable, the toxic level is too high, or the toxin is too strong, too potent, our body will push it out right away. If it's still above the stomach, we will vomit. If it passed through the stomach down to the duodenum, we will have diarrhea. And if it passed, if the toxin is not really potent and the amount not a lot, we don't have any blood, any mucus in there. But many times we will see it had a blood and the mucus like the gelatin, the white color. Sometimes we see the yellow color, sometimes we see the greenish color. But most common, the dark brown, that means the blood, or the red color, that is blood, and the white or yellow mucus stick to that. The reason, because when we have diarrhea by bacteria, by protozoa, by amoeba, by candida, all that can damage our intestinal wall. And because of when our body see or recognize all that toxin, the first thing it does, secrete more mucus to block all that toxin, don't let it penetrate. You see? So that's why we get the reaction from the body, from the intestine wall, to secrete more mucus, to block it, like a barrier or a filter. And secondly, because the movement quite increase to put out all that toxin, so when the movement be stimulated too strong, all the mucus just be secrete, it push out. And sometimes the intestinal wall be damaged by the toxin, it's too potent, or by the bacteria and the blood coming out. So when we see red blood, that means very acute. When we see the dark brown color, that means it's subacute or chronic. That is in case we have a diarrhea. But other time, if we see the color have a dark brown like the chocolate in the hot stew, most of the case, the patient have bleeding up to the stomach or the duodenum area, because it have an acid environment, and also it had to pass through a long way, 7 meters long, the enzyme fluid will convert that color. And that's why it has a dark color, it's no longer red. When we see the brown or red color, that means it at the last portion of the intestine, you see the last intestine on the sigmoid area. If we see the blood at the top, the head, or in the middle, that means we have the bleeding or the damage in this portion. If we see the red blood at the end, if we see the red blood at the end of the stool or in the toilet bowl, that means we have the problem at the sigmoid area and the anal. In case they have some polyp, some tumor around this area, or hemorrhoid, internal or external hemorrhoid. It have some case the patient doesn't have any tumor or hemorrhoid, but because constipation, and we had a problem with the don't have enough fatty acid. The skin is not flexible enough, so when the stool go through it, it will stretch the anal, and it's bleeding out here. So by exam, the stool, the blood position on the stool and in the toilet bowl, we may recognize and we may identify the region where it be damaged. And especially when we have constipation regularly, when we have a hemorrhoid and bleeding, we change diet, exercise, and use the sesame oil better than olive oil. Because the sesame oil, it not only have capacity, or it have a function at the lubrication for the intestine, it also have capacity to withdraw or to extract the bad toxin in our body. And the last one, it have a healing capacity when it pass through, usually around the stool, along the intestinal wall, any damage, it will heal it, and it make it more flexible, more softer, and more durable. So in that case, we can drink on the top, and we have about 2 milliliters on our palm, and we use our finger, index finger, and then okay, we apply. Instead of we apply glycerin or Vaseline, now we apply the sesame oil. It will help to stop bleeding, healing for the hemorrhoid, and the bleeding, the cracking down in the anal. So that's the for the second product from our plan. The next one, after we examine our stool, now we go to wash our face and brush our teeth. Before we doing that, we should look at the mirror. Look at the mirror and see how we look. And I already told you that our digestive system is the number one, easier to detect any problem, and that is the main cause for all the disease. because that is the first station to receive all of the nutrition and the toxin from outside. So on our face, it has many different reflective systems. We will learn later on. But the most important and the easiest way to correct, that means correct the digestive system. So before washing our face, we observe around and out on forehead. Digestive system will reflect on two areas, our cheek, our lip area, and our chin area, and on the forehead too. 70% of patients will be reflect on this area. So if we see any pinpoint coming out, any area change color, any bump area, looking for, not touching, okay, just observe only. We will learn how to do that. So we will be very sensitive. We will have the magnified eye, or we have angel eyes to look through. We don't need to use the x-ray or the CT scan. So when we observe, we will see any... Still good?
No. Don't think it's working.
When we look, we will see, especially this happened only one day after we missed the sign symptom internally. For example, Jeff, yesterday he ate too much bean at lunch, right? If he pay attention and he sensitive, or he learned this before, he will recognize right away after he finished his lunch, the stomach will feel uncomfortable, the belly will be distended, the gut build up. And after that, right away, he feel the tingling in his chin. It have some feeling different. If we not pay attention to that, all that symptom will pass, it go deeper, and now it reflect on this area. The next day, you will feel the hardness or sometimes a pinpoint coming out. If we have a constipation for more than 2 days, we see it coming out. Sometimes a boy, sometimes have too many, not only at the chin area, but the lip area and the both sides of our nose. If we had a stomach, our stomach on the left, right? Our stomach on the left, the pancreas will be on the left. So if we have any problem with our stomach, we will see on the left side of our nose, it will have some void or some pain area. If we have indigestion caused by the liver and gallbladder, we will see on the right side. And if we have any problem with the intestinal, the small and the large intestine, we will see the problem with the lip area, constipation, urinary tract infection, or any bladder problem, we see at the end, the bottom of our chin. Sometimes it reflects on the top, that means on our forehead, so it flips opposite. We will learn later on, not only this chin and lip area responsible for the lower digestive system, it also responsible for the urinary tract It also responsible for the uterus for female. So how can we classify or identify the core problem in which organ? It's very easy because we are learning mindfulness. Listen to our body. When you see the pain in this area and we see the belly distension and we remember yesterday we eat something wrong, we eat something new, we eat something too much. Maybe you see we will remember or we urinate too much, or have a burning sensation, or have the feeling of very heavy belly for the last few days in the uterus. The first thing we can do, this is not only the play for diagnosis, it's only a play for correct. We just simulate on that point or that area. That means we help it to rebalance or recorrect itself. And automatically, it will follow the water all the way flow to the lower area, the lower place. For example, you are taking the antibiotic for upper respiratory tract infection for the duration of 10 days or 2 weeks. During that period of time, and you walk and you hit your toe into the door, and it have the toenail infection. At that time, even though you're not taking any other antibiotic, but if that bacteria called infection at your toe will be in the range, in the spectrum of the antibiotic treatment for the upper respiratory infection, the antibiotic will flow all in your body, but it just get target in the upper respiratory tract infection and at the toe only. It not go to anywhere. The same thing in here. Our body much more smarter. It's very intelligent and it know how to rebalance and correct itself when it have a support system or it have some other medicinal support or the stimulation support. So when we use this area to make diagnosis and after that we stimulate the same point, the same area, it can help for rebalance, recorrect itself. So that is the first thing we do before we touch to wash our face. And all of the area on our face is responsible, as I told you, not only the digestive system, it can responsible for the outside the muscular, skeletal muscular. If we have a shoulder pain on the head or the neck, the leg or the thigh, the spinal, you will see, for example, if we had our shoulder pain, we see a top of our eyebrow will pain. And it have some bump or hardened area. So we just massage it. Right? If we see our nose had a problem, that not only localized at a nose problem, but also in our back it have something wrong. And it also has another reflective system on our forehead. See, this is the buttock. This is our trunk, spinal cord. This is our shoulder, the arm, hand, thigh, knee, and our feet, and this is our face, on our ear area. Another reflective system on the side of our cheek, and this is the heart. It can reflect the whole face, or it can reflect on our nose only. So when we see our nose had a problem, it turned red, that means it has some blockage in the aorta. It when it see it distend, that means okay, it have some distension in our heart. And this one for our brain cell. This is for the reproductive organ. On the left, on the right, you will see this is for male. On the left, that is for female. So that's why after we examine our forehead, our cheek, nose, lip area, and the chin area, the next step, that means we use our index finger to examine, to see any pain point, any bump up area, because sometimes it don't have a pain feeling, but it have a bumping area. So that indicate for something get stuck in our body too. Alright, not only pain is one indication, but sometimes it gets stuck and it bump up, and we see it'll have a feeling of bumping. And then after we examine by the index finger the whole face area, now we start to look at the area, the lower eyelid. For female, this is correlated to the papillon tube, the egg productive, and it connects to the uterus. So if you see the lower eyelid, it turn blue purple or dark color, or it's a little bit distended. That means we have some distension or some blockage in the papillon tube in the reproductive organ. If you have any painful in the nose, in the lip, or in the chin, it's responsible for the uterus when you have a irregular period, when the hormone is not flow evenly, something like that. For male, this is a testy. So when you have the same sign symptom, the lower eyelid, it turn blue, purple blue, or it's a little bit distend. That means we had a problem with the prostate. The prostate it enlarged. When we have a kidney stone, when we have a urinary tract infection, it will respond on this area too. And then our extremity also reflect on our face. This is the hand. And the inside, and if we flip over, we can see it respond, it reflect for the internal, the nerve and all the meridian on our face, responsible for the hand and for the extremity too. I show you on this one so we know that on the central nervous system on our head, it connects to every single part of our body, so it's easy to diagnose and treatment, because more than 70% of the illness today responsible by the nerve system disorder, because we are living in too stressful area. We are being stimulated continually by the electromagnetic field surrounding us. And then the burden of all the toxin in the food, in the environment. Okay, so that's the first on the face, on the forehead, eyebrow, nose, cheek, lip area, chin. Now we go a little bit more deeper. When we look at when we look into the mirror and we look in our eyes, the eyes, we see the color of the white area, it's totally white. And if we look on our skin and it kind of very pink or really light color, and the lip very pink light color, that have an indication for anemic. If the color of the white area it become red, that means we had a problem with our liver. We easily angry, upset, something like that. But if it become chronic, we get angry too often, we eat added stimulant, we have the problem with indigestion too often, but we not pay attention to that. And now the liver and the gallbladder close hand in hand. Now when the liver had a problem, the gallbladder will be abnormal, and then the bile acid become abnormal. So now we will see it turn out the yellow color, not only in the white area of our eye, but sometimes our skin. It's not, sometimes we can detect that by the lab when we see the bilirubin level, the direct or indirect, abnormal. But 75 to 85%, definitely I bet you the doctor cannot find anything wrong, because the lab result normal from the top to the bottom. But you look at the patient, you will see totally different color, but it already had abnormal inside already. So too white color, that is no good. Red color, that means acute. Yellow color, that means triad, chronic. And then the size of the pupil, the smaller, the weaker. As you see the young children, young baby, it have a big eye, right? So that means it's very healthy, very sensitive. So when we get older, especially for people don't have enough heat, it have an obstruction, the kidney weak, the liver weak, and the pupil size becomes smaller. When the pupil size becomes smaller, the white area becomes bigger, right? But when we have only two white area on the left and on the right, that's acceptable. But when this one a little bit difficult for you to see yourself, but for the other person look at you, it's easier. Because you need to look up. You need to look up, and if the white area below that become bigger, that means you have a very, very severe chronic condition. very weak, very abnormal internally. In that case, we need to be careful and correct diet, sleeping, or lifestyle to correct that one. Otherwise, when it happens like that, our immune system really weak, our nerve system very weak, and the defense, the reaction, is very slow. And when that happens, our body totally in the very negative state, and according to the light extract a light, all of the bad thing, the bad karma in our life or in the environment will be extracted. That's why we will encounter all the unexpected thing, all the unhappiness, all the sad thing, if we not know how to recognize and transform it. The same thing when you see, when you are healthy and when you are happy, you will see all the happy people, you have a lucky event. But when we are unhappy, when we have an unexpected thing, and if we don't know how to recognize and transform that, we encounter it continually, because life extracted our life. Okay, and now we go down to, we already talking about the lower eyelid and the lower eye area down here. You see, when you are so tired, you have insomnia, you are so weak, that this area, it will be distended and it change to the blue color. That's another indication. Sometimes it's just overnight. Sometimes it takes a few days to few weeks. And now we look into our nostrils. Look up a little bit, we will see the mucous membrane in here. To see if it's moisture or not, it has any cracker, it has any polyp, it has a tumor, the discharge or no, it has the red color or the pinkish color. Supposed to be perfectly, it have a moisture. It pinkish color and clear. If we see too much discharge coming out, running nose, or get stuck, or the polyp, or too red color, or that is abnormal. And then we look at the border of our tip, our lip. I don't know how many of you have herpes simplex. You know that one? What we call the
cold sore.
Yeah. When we have a single and it go into our nerve, say split for 10 or 15 years, and then whenever our immune system going down, whenever we are under stress, it coming out right away next few days. So if we encounter that one time, we should stop it. Otherwise, it will come out all the time, two or three times a year at least, especially for women, because we are very sensitive to the stress, and it coming out very regularly. Pay attention when you cannot go to sleep one night, when you under stress for 1 or 2 days, you will have a feeling of tingling. If you examine it on a daily basis like this, you will prevent it right away. But if you miss that, the sooner the better. When you have a feeling of tingling, take vitamin C. If you want to shut it down, if you don't want to use any drug, you have to rest as much as possible. Drink warm water, drink more lemon juice, orange juice, apple juice. That means it needs vitamin C to boost up your immune system, to relax your nerve, the nerve cell, and then the body have an opportunity to detox. If you want to shut it down right away, you can take vitamin C up to 1500 to 2 grams a day in the morning. As soon as you recognize the tingling feeling, you take it. It will shut down and the virus no longer can come in out. If you recognize it too late and you take the medication, the vitamins right away and you rest more, it may come out, but it just retreat in 2 or 3 days, maximum in 5 days. Otherwise, it will take about 10 days to 2 weeks and it spread out very painful. Alright, now we look one more time before we go inside our mouth. You will see sometimes, especially for women, you have some tiny pinpoint along the eyelids, along the border of the lid. It's not painful. It looks like the about 1 and 1.5 millimeter size of the boy, like the fatty acid. That means you have abnormal of the fatty acid caused by the liver abnormal. So in that case, we need to eat more green stuff, more vegetable or fruit have vitamin C, and we need to massage our face more regularly to let all of that obstruction be cleared up. Sometimes only about 5 or 7, sometimes more than 50 or 20 along the lower eyelid and along the border of our lid. Now go inside. When you are inside, when you eat ice cream, you drink a lot of cold ice water, spicy. Sometimes you have inside what they call canker sore. The bump about 3 to 4 to 5 millimeter size, about half of the mung bean. It's white color, very painful. That is the indication of the overheat and the toxin accumulated in your upper digestive tract, the liver and the gallbladder, the stomach. Very painful.
It's an infection that then spread everywhere.
That's not infection. That's just the very small, about 3 to 5 millimeter.
Do you have more than one?
Yeah, more than one.
It has about
sometimes 3 or 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. It's very painful,
yes,
spot.
Is.
So that's not the real infection. That's just the overheat and the accumulated of toxin. So you can use mung bean, the fresh one. Okay, not cooked. And you chew it, and you suck the juice, and you leave the fiber right in that spot few times a day. It will help to release the heat and extract the toxin out. Now we go to the tongue. I didn't have all the picture here yet, but if we see, usually in the morning, we have a very thin, light white color and moisture. That is normal, good. If we see our tongue totally dry, that is overheat, or we don't have enough water, dehydration. If the cover is too thick, that means we had a problem. Now, depend on the color, we will identify which organ, which part of our body had a problem. If it have a yellow color, That means we had a problem with our liver and spleen. If it have a white color, it have a problem with our respiratory tract, the lung, and the throat. If it have a red color, it had a problem with our cardiovascular disease, especially our heart. If it have a red purple color, that means both respiratory and the cardiovascular, because it's hand in hand. When the heart has to work harder because the lung not breathe appropriately, so that is hand in hand and chronic. Now it become two together, so it become red purple. And now when it turn to dark color, brown or black, that means we are in very severe condition, the kidney. So whenever we see the layer, the cover eyelid, it too thick, that is no good. And depend on the color, we will know which organ, and we need to go and correct that one. Especially for young children, sometimes it have a fungus on the tongue. It caused by the milk or because the digestive system not work properly, and the pH in the blood is too acidic. So the candida, the fungus in the GI tract, it develop and it go up and on the tongue. We use to yield honey or lemon with table salt to help to clear all of that fungal infection. To treat that problem internally, we need to yield the apple cider vinegar. We eat anything to make our blood become more alkali, and don't eat or drink anything too cold, too yin. Alright, let me see. We have the forehead, the eyebrow, nose, cheek, lip area, chin, ear area, the purple, white eyelid, eyebrow, nose, mouth, lip. Alright, now we go to only 2 more minutes. We go real quick for the body area, and then we will go deeper tonight or tomorrow about other part on the endocrine. We have some very important gland for the endocrine, the pituitary and hypothalamus. Very important for general. For women, thyroid gland and the uterus. This is the main organ to secrete the hormone for female body. And another one very important, our renal gland on the top of our kidney. So that's why after we meditation, after meditate, we have energy high. Our heat, our electromagnetic, very concentrated. We use a rub in our back to stimulate the adrenal gland. Because you know everything, you had a problem, the doctor cannot identify what they give you. Steroid, right? So the steroid is the drug for everything, but the side effect is too terrible. Now, if we stimulate this gland, it will automatically secrete the steroid for your body perfectly. The other gland, that is thymus gland on the upper chest, when we rub, we can use the three finger stimulate it every day. It will help to boost up our immune system. Okay, because this is the headquarter of the immune system, especially the lymphatic system.
What was that?
Thymus gland.
Thymus.
Yeah. And then when we go to have a shower or we have a bath, we need to check our skin to see, because especially women, sometimes you see you have a blue or dark purple area on your skin, because that is the bleeding. Most of the time, it's caused by unknown. But once in a while, you go and you hit something unconsciously, and it becomes bleeding, and it turns out that color. But most of the time, because the blood vessel wall is too thin, or low vitamin C, too stressful, and then it bursts out, it leaks, so it turns out it have that color. When you see you have that a lot, you need to take more vitamin C, exercise more to let the blood vessel will become more flexible, more durable. And the abdominal area and the chest or the breast area, especially for women, because that's the area where you have a lot of fat tissue, and also in the breast area, it have the duct or the milk production system. So a lot of cavity in here. So when the hormone abnormal, or when you are under stress, it will have what we call the internal formation knot. It will block the way of the energy flow. And usually in this area, the fat tissue, the lymphatic system cannot penetrate in that to discover or to destroy any abnormal building up. We will talk more deeply about mechanism of cancer or abnormal growth of cell leading to abnormal tumor or cancer. But generally, why women usually have the breast cancer or uterine cancer, because this is the area be blocked when the hormone not flow evenly. So when you have a shower, you should rub the area of the lower abdominal, or when before sleep you lay flat, okay, and you massage this area. When you have a shower, you know, usually about 40 year old, you have a mammogram and a doctor show you to how to do the exam and how to massage it, to let the blood and the lymphatic fluid flow evenly, and also to help the fat tissue not building up.
Not building up?
Yeah, not building up. Otherwise, this is the area the fat tissue usually building up. And when the fat tissue building up, it will block the flow of the energy and blood lymphatic fluid. All right, tonight we will continue the nail and the joint. It can tell you a lot of stuff on your nail too and your joint. All right, thank you very much.